science, technology, and innovation are really central to meeting any of the broad development challenges that the world has. If we think about so many of the areas of progress that have been made over the last century in many areas, it's been because moving countries from developing to middle income has come because of a lot of investment by those countries in their innovators and their entrepreneurs to try to identify new ways to harness science and technology to apply them to the key challenges. So for the Sustainable Development Goals, which is a very broad and ambitious agenda, in order to actually have any progress, moving it beyond just being a discussion and paper that people talk about, but to actually have formal outcomes that actually are concrete in nature, requires mobilizing and harnessing science and technology and innovation.
But the mobilizing and harnessing process would require a lot of funds. And is funding really a problem right now?
Funding is often a matter of prioritization. There are obviously countries like the United States which have invested very heavily in science and engineering and technology. But it's not only from the government piece. I mean, the government in the United States actually is less than a third of the total amount of funding that goes to science and engineering and innovation. In fact, it is putting in place the policies oftentimes that unleash the entrepreneurs in so many different places. It doesn't have to necessarily be that the main invention or discovery coming out of a lab in MIT is being applied. Oftentimes, these are innovations that just require people providing the enabling environments for their citizens to be able to think about an entrepreneurial way to solve a problem, to be able to move something from being an idea and a product to converging those. And so oftentimes it's about convergence of science and technology with the ideas that come from young people and entrepreneurs.
Could you give me an example of this convergence, maybe some experience you faced?
There's a few different ones. One of the ones that I like to highlight is something called the Odon device. And the Odon device was created by a mechanic in Argentina who was observing the way that you take a cork out of a bottle of wine if it gets caught in there. And it's actually based upon a pressure system. And what he did was, it wasn't a new technology. It was this idea of being able to pull something out. But he thought about the question of what other problems are there you can solve with a similar physical mechanism? And then what's the engineering challenge to scaling it? And he thought about this idea of why can't we apply this to a birth canal problem rather than using forceps or other things that are much more invasive to the fetus and to the mother. Using some sort of a similar system that pulls corks out of wine bottles to be able to help, especially breech children, especially children that are caught in the birth canal, to use that kind of differential pressure to help guide them out more safely for the mother and more safely for the fetus and the child. And that's a great example. It wasn't, again, an emerging technology issue that came out of the labs at the top universities. It was a mechanic who had thought practically about how adapted the technology and existing the technology to another problem.
So if you had to sum up how we could achieve this goal of better advancement in science and technology and every region, not just in developed countries, how would you do that?
So it's a very complicated issue, but I think first and foremost is highlighting it at all levels, that the major challenges that the world faces are going to be helped by the use of scientists and engineers and technologists and entrepreneurs, and that they can assist it. And that's going to be a message that's not just coming from one region or one group of people. That's actually got to come from a sense of leadership. The other part of it, though, is to recognize that even within any country, there are young innovators oftentimes ready to be unleashed. And so that government policies that actually encourage that, that encourage risk-taking, that encourage the ability for an entrepreneur to do something, take a chance, and that invests in people is actually central to helping build out that ecosystem of innovation.